Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Happy Manic Monday, everyone, and thank you for being here with us tonight on the Rad Reality Show Network. I know here in St. Louis, just like much of the country right now, it feels like we've all moved to Antarctica with the temperatures, and I'm talking Fahrenheit temps. Not the wind chill factor. Everybody is below zero, or most of us. And the wind chills are dipping down to anywhere around 30 or 40 below zero, and some have it even worse than that. But I can assure you that you've come to the right place, because our host of Manic Mondays, the Portuguese Princess Michelle Costa, has a hot show planned for us tonight. So grab some hot chocolate, a glass of wine, or whatever warms you up, and get comfy with us in our chat room. If you have a question during the show, you can make your questions there in the chat room, or you can call us at 1-347-237-5506, and we'd love to have you on air with us. Myself, Cherry Garcia, and Paul from Minnesota will be co-hosting tonight. So let's say hi to Paul up in Minnesota. I'm blaming him for all this cold weather and snow, because he was the one that wished it on all of us. So, Paul, are you happy now that we're all feeling your Minnesota weather all the way down to Georgia?
Well,
are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy?
I'm going to put myself in the corner already. No. They even I saw on the news, had, of course, it they have different categories for it down in Florida, but they had a wind chill advisory in Florida for 10 degree wind chills. But no, little did I know I had that power, Cherry, when I last wished somebody would share my pain. I didn't think it'd be this many millions.
Well, let's not ever do that again, Paul. I don't ever want to hear those words pass through your lips again.
Well, here's the positive. For us, at least up here, in the next couple of days, we're going to warm up 50 degrees, and we could reach a balmy 32 here by Saturday. So you just have to be a little patient and things will get better.
I'm so ready for spring. But let's bring on our hostess with the mostest, our Portuguese princess herself. She'll make it hot in here. How are you, Michelle Costa?
Well, I'll tell you what. I dealt with snowstorm, blizzard, slash, whatever you want to call it, depending on where you were in New England, Hercules, to wind chill Paul from Minnesota that has spread cross country and is a plague, and we must all run and hide from it.
We have about 15 inches of snow here, Michelle.
What? But we had a second burst of it, right? Called Nino. Good God. And still wind chill Paul is in effect. And he's going to still be taking over the world. So, Paul, we shun you, Paul. And you got your wish. Yes, and Happy New Year. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Why is it?
Well, you know what I say
Paul?
To this? Wait, you know what I say to this, Paul? This has been a new type of winter that we haven't experienced. I mean, a lot of us, we're kind of dealing with, like, okay, what's going on with fall? It's a little bit warmer than normal. And then, bam! We got hit with winter. So I'm thinking, clean slate. Winter, the cold, the negative 40 can, like, clear out any sinuses, any crap in the freaking closet, those skeletons, all the crap that we want to forget about. Right, people out there? Especially in that chat room that's blowing up. I'm talking about let that do chill, let it ice, let it thaw out, let it turn into rain, and let it wash away, and let's start a fresh new year. I have a good feeling for all of us. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Right? Like, do you guys feel like, I feel so good. Like, I haven't felt good about starting a new year. I haven't done any resolutions. Like, if anything, I'm going to change myself and do better. Not a resolution. Like, resolutions, like, I think is ridiculous. It's like
hey,
Valentine's
Michelle.
Day. Like, you don't have to have that day to tell somebody you love them. You should tell that person you love them all the time.
Every day.
You're right.
Day is guaranteed. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to any of us.
So don't do a resolution. Do a change. Do something positive. And I had said this before on air, and I put it on Facebook yesterday. It's like life is like photography. You have to go through the negatives to get to the positives. And to just get through all that negative, you have to see it face first. And just, I think 2014 is going to be good, you guys. Yay.
All right. I agree. So, Michelle, I know you probably haven't watched it, and I know a lot of people may not be into it. I checked out Celebrity Big Brother in the UK because I just had some time on my hands, and it just started on Friday, I think it was. And there's 12 house guests, and as it happens for me, a lot of times, especially in another country, I have no idea who these celebrities are, but they might be big in the UK, just that I've never heard of them. Well, the very
is
final
is the rumor true?
Your rumor that you brought up is not true.
Okay.
About who would be on the show. That was Kathy Griffin, right?
That was a rumor that I heard somebody put on the...
I love her. I would love her.
I know. If she
would
have been on, I would have had to have watched. I would have had to have watched.
Well, let me just give a little quick synopsis. But first of all, the only one that I really knew, there was some girl from L.A. who apparently has caused scandal and that type of thing, Jasmine Waltz, who supposedly had broken up... Arquette and Courtney Cox or something like that. She punched out Lindsay Lohan once, but I don't even know who she is. But the one that I did know and that we all would know, and I know Michelle knows, Evander Holyfield.
Yes, of course. That's awesome.
Oh, you've
you
heard?
Know, I watched,
you already...
I actually watched a clip of, like, them talking about who's going to be on it. But when I clicked on it, it was like... F you. It was like the dark side of Big Brother Celebrity UK, and I'm watching it, and they were all in, like, a ghost form, and I was like, what the heck is this? And I shut it off, and I just cried in a fetal position.
The reason I really wanted to bring this up is because at one point, Evander Holyfield was, first of all, they were handcuffed in pairs entering the house, and they had to stay handcuffed. And Evander was handcuffed to this, I don't even remember who it is, but some female celebrity from the UK, and she asked him about, are there any professional boxers that are gay? And he kind of thought, well, yeah, I think so, but they haven't come out. Anyway, the conversation went on, and Evander started saying, you know, things, his beliefs about gays are, it's not normal, and they can get fixed. And she kept saying, this is not a proper conversation to have, you know, knowing that they were on live feeds or what, or not live feeds, but on camera and everything like that. And he got called into the DR. And he got basically told not to, you know, say, okay, I got the clip. I want you to hear this in comparison.
Oh, wait.
With...
Give me the clip. I need the clip. Right, Terry? Don't you need the clip?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
We all need the clip.
I mean, think about Big Brother US and how controversial and all the crap that was said in our last season. Listen how they addressed, brought Evander into the DR.
Before you entered the Big Brother house, the rules regarding unacceptable language and behavior were explained to you. Last night, in a conversation with Louisa, you expressed the view that being gay was not normal and that it could be fixed. While Big Brother understands these are the views you hold, they aren't the views that are held by a large section of society, and expressing these views will be extremely offensive to many people. Do you understand why?
Yeah, I understand why. I forgot about the thing I was just telling her my opinion. I was just telling her my opinion. But it's not like I was going to mention to anybody else. It was just our conversation.
Big Brother does not tolerate the use of offensive language and must therefore warn you to consider very carefully the effect expressing such views may have and the harm and offense you may cause by repeating these views inside the house.
Okay, then.
Do you understand, Evander?
Yes, I do.
That's it.
No. You know what? I think that he really believes in what he's saying, and he's like, he's like old school, and I don't think he really realizes what type of position he has put himself in, how mainstream it is.
But how easy was that for them to do that? You know, they could have done that in U.S. and
that's my point, Cherry, exactly.
Yeah, but I think they did, but I don't think it was as streamed as it is right now with England. I think they were probably like, don't you think that maybe, you know, some of the things that you're saying, but like, you're in that house, like, you're crazy. So some of these questions that they might be addressing, like, you probably just like, oh, that can't be happening. Like, that can't be. You know, you kind of want to, like, live in your own little bubble, and the bubble bursts at the end of it, and it's going to burst, I guess, for Evander. He keeps it up.
But
in
UK, they get warned, and if they continue, they get booted.
Exactly.
Where over here, they don't get those warnings, and they don't get booted for just what they say.
Something. Yeah, I think that it should be like when it's like physical harm brought against somebody or something like that. But, I mean, I'm not for it, but I'm also like they're on a reality game show. I mean, come on.
Right. Now, here's the other thing that you might find interesting, although I don't think it counts because it's a celebrity version, but they have a house guest in there who they call a national treasure. His name is Lionel Blair, and he's an entertainer. He danced and sang with Sammy Davis Jr. back in the day. He is 82 years old.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I mean, what was Jerry, 75?
75, yeah. And he was the oldest at that time, and that was 2008, and I don't think anybody has surpassed that, but in the U.S. But
yeah.
That's insane. But you know what? I mean, we're not going to get – it's not like addressing the situation is going to stop it in another place in this world. I mean, we're going to be dealing with this stuff, and it's how it ends in the long run, like the aftermath, like what happens after the storm. You know, when the storm's cleared up, you have to clean up. And if they can address it and understand what's been going on, understand why people feel that way. Maybe they don't feel the same way, but just understanding other people's views. That's another person learning and then using their kind of, you know, Evander Holyfield. Imagine the type of people that are following him. And this is going to be really kind of crazy to see what happens. There's a line drawn because Evander Holyfield's awesome, but at the same time, it's like he's got to get with the program.
So true.
You know, I mean, especially if he's going on Big Brother, I mean, you have to know what Big Brother's all about. Don't go in there and be like, oh, I didn't know. I mean, they're giving you a great warning. It, to me, it doesn't seem like he really took to it. Like he thought
right.
it was a big deal. Am I
well,
the only
we have,
one that jumped on that?
We have one of your special guests, Michelle.
Now I'm excited.
Yay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's talk about him and his ridiculous talk. Let's bring a lovely guest on.
Let's do this. Kat, thank you so very much for calling in. You're on with Michelle Costa.
Hi, Michelle.
Well, hello, my cat darling. How are you?
I'm fantastic now, darling.
You know what,
I know.
Michelle?
I know, because she's talking to me.
It would be so appropriate to do your panther purr.
I love my cat.
I know. I love you too, girl. I've missed you. I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. Well, first off, I just want to say Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I hope you and your family and Hayden have had such a wonderful past few months, especially out of Survivor Land.
We spent Christmas separate, but we had the New Year's together, and we had so much fun, and so it's nice. Like, because we still live states away, so we have to split up our holidays, you know.
Of course.
But we had such a good time, though.
Well, I'm just so glad. First off, I just want to say, everybody, like, Kat has obviously been that adorable, lovable reality fan, Survivor fan that you just love. And then I got to meet her. Oh, my God. Seriously, I got to spend so much time with her. You are so amazing, Kat.
Stop.
I mean,
she's beautiful.
Seriously.
Y'all are too sweet. You guys are really sweet. I really appreciate that. I need all the love I can get after that finale. So go ahead and keep pumping me up.
Well, we love you here. First off, we want to know, because obviously the big talk is weather. Where are you? Because you could be anywhere right now. We know that. And what's the weather like? Are you in the negative wind chills?
Oh, no, girl. I'm in Florida. And I got here yesterday because I was in Texas this weekend. And I got here yesterday, and it was about 75, 80. And then today we're just getting this wind chill. So we're now back down to the 60s, but it's still nothing like you guys.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
well, we just want to let you all know. We want to let you know that you're on the line with negative wind chill, probably put together of 150. pretty much. I mean, we're chilly over here, so if you can send us some of that Florida weather, Kat, with your energy, that would be fantastic. So first
of
all, we gotta
think about this. We've got Florida and we've got Arizona weather calling in. It's just not fair. I'm so jealous.
We do have your other special guest on the switchboard now, Michelle.
I'll take that. I'll take that Arizona weather too. Bring it on.
Let's bring him up as well. Hayden, thank you so much for calling in. You're on with Michelle Costa, and Kat is on as well.
Hey,
how are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are
What's
you guys?
What's going on, Hayden?
Hey, babe.
Oh, you know, just kind of hanging out, living the dream one day at a time.
Well, then rub it in right now, because obviously we have talked to Kat about how beautiful the weather is in Florida, and we are nipply here. We'll be honest. Everybody over here has checked their nips, and we're nipply. Hayden, what's the weather there in Arizona? Rub it in.
I'm actually in Texas right now, and it is freezing. It's 17
Yay!
Degrees tonight.
It's 70 degrees?
No, 17. 17 is the low tonight.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty miserable. We had a cold front blowing in, and it's chilly.
That's a little bit odd of Texas to be that cold, isn't it?
It's super cold. It's not usually this cold right now.
Well,
I'm going down to -6 with wind chills of -35 or so, Hayden. So I feel your pain. And we got 15 inches of snow on the ground.
I'm not quite there yet, but yeah, that's pretty brutal.
It's been brutal.
I'm in St. Louis. We're not used to that either.
We aren't all blessed with the 70-degree weather that Kat gets to enjoy.
Thank you.
Yes, I would take 7 degrees right now. It's cold, but I just want to say Happy New Year again to you, Hayden. And so we've been talking to Kat a little bit. I don't know who wants to hit this first, but first off, did you guys know that you guys were going on? I don't know if you can really say too much, but did you guys have an idea that you guys were going on, not knowing that you weren't going to be on together playing-wise, but you knew you were going to be on, right?
Yeah.
When I found out I was casted, Hayden was with me in the car, and I was freaking out. It was amazing.
Survivor's a little different than Big Brother. There's a lot of preparation on the back end before the game starts.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
we all know that, don't we? H-K. That would be code. I would be MC. That's right. Now, Hayden, you have been a Big Brother winner and on Survivor. And now, Kat, you've been on Survivor twice. So I want to get the aspect of Hayden first. Hayden, Big Brother, Survivor, tell me now, because I'm curious. What is it like?
What's Survivor like?
Comparison.
Yeah.
Which
so
one is harder?
A lot, and it's, you can't really say one's harder than the other. So Survivor are definitely harder than Big Brother, and parts of Big Brother are harder. I mean, clearly Survivor physically is way tougher because you're out in the wilderness trying to not only play a good social game, but you have to kind of fight the elements and survive. And so physically, that's a tougher game. But Big Brother, because Big Brother's 90 days long now, I think mentally Big Brother's a little tougher, but physically Survivor's tougher. So it's kind of, plus they're two totally different games. I mean, yes, the social game and that aspect is pretty similar. But I would say, you know, Survivor is a sprint and Big Brother is more of like a marathon in terms of reality television.
Wow, that was perfectly
spoken,
actually. I like that. Sprint, marathon, good comparison.
Yeah. The game is expedited. Everything happens in a 3-day span, or at Big Brother, it's 7 days. So,
right. We all, as fans, knew that you were basically tried out for Survivor. I think our friend who's been on the show many times, Jody Wincheski, may have cast you. So when you got Big Brother and not Survivor, were you disappointed? And if so, how elated were you when you finally got on Survivor?
Yeah, so originally, I wouldn't say I was disappointed. Maybe I was a little disappointed, but only because I wasn't familiar with Big Brother. So I was going through the Survivor casting process early on, and I had, I was familiar with Survivor. I'd watched it as a fan. I knew you were playing for $1 million, so I was totally stoked. And when they told me, hey, we're going to bump you to Big Brother, Big Brother was a show I didn't know about, I was a little bit disappointed, but then once I understood the concept, I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a chance. And then, obviously, I went on, I won, totally stoked. And now, I'm a diehard.
Yeah, that's not too bad, right, Hayden? That's not too bad. I mean, you won.
But my point is, like, originally, I was a little bit disappointed. But then as soon as I kind of, I got Big Brother, I got the hooks in me, now I'm totally happy the way it worked out. And then it all came around full circle, and I got to do both. So I couldn't be happier.
And you did so great. And, I mean, of course, Kat, just watching you your first time on Survivor, And then going back and being with Hayden, I mean, I'm even able to hang out with both you guys. You guys are just awesome together. Now, you guys knew you guys were going to go on together. When you guys found out that you weren't going to play together, Kat, how did you feel? I mean, there was a lot of emotions. You can feel it, like, through the TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, Michelle, when everyone, the people that know us, like, felt those emotions with us.
Oh, my
gosh, and people
I
that
did.
Don't. We're like, what the heck is this girl crying over? But, so, I mean, yeah, it was really emotional, and it was tough. And when we kind of, Hayden and I kind of had an idea that we were going to be playing against each other. Like, that's kind of how we were training because, you know, worst case scenario, that was going to be the worst case that we were playing against each other. So we kind of just trained that way. I remember we went to Dallas, and I was trying to get Hayden to throw a baseball at me, and he still wouldn't do it. And I was just like, throw it at me. And he's
like,
he says,
at
no.
At you? Like,
yes.
At your head? Like,
well,
where did
you
want to aim it?
I wanted him to show me that he trusts me. So when he, if I was playing with him, then I want him to know that I will catch anything that he's capable of throwing at me. And this was the scenario I was trying to do. And he wouldn't do it, Michelle. He was like, no, I'm going to hurt you. Like, freaking throw it at me. So, I mean, I was happy that we were playing against each other at the moment because, I don't know. I mean, it was interesting. I really enjoyed it.
I actually liked the fact that it was split up. Like, I was kind of like, of course. Like, that's not going to happen, you know? Because it brought, like, a different type of show. Like, you know, the idol obviously was thrown in the fire very dramatically every time. And, you know, there was like, oh, instead of it being against you, it's against your partner on the other side. So there was like that aspect of where you really didn't have any control. And it was a free-for-all. But at the same time, it's like you have to make sure that that other side stays in the game.
Right.
It's difficult.
Right. Well, there
the comment you just said. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just said the comment you mentioned where you're out of control. You're constantly worried about your partner on the other side. So the entire game, I'm thinking, okay, is Kat in a good position? Is she not? If
Thank
she's not
you.
In a good position, it's okay if we lose this challenge. I'm okay to lose because then that means Kat's safe. So it really threw a whole new dynamic into the game of Survivor and really into the game, like reality television as a whole, bringing loved ones into a game. It's thrown a whole new wrench. And I think, you know, in the future, I mean, they're gonna bring this this new twist. This isn't the end of it, of blood versus water or, you know, people that have an existing relationship. It's going to happen more often now.
Right. Like I thought,
right.
I remember like in the game when Hayden and I, after every challenge that we would do, he would look at me and I'd look at him and be like, are you okay? And I'd be like, yes or no. And if I said no, then we would probably do the best we can to throw the challenge for the other person. And so, I mean, it was just so many more dynamics than normal. So like Hayden said, I guarantee they're going to show this twist like for a few times and probably twist it some more. It's pretty messed up.
It really added such another layer to the dynamic of Survivor.
So many.
I mean, yeah, it just, the layers of intensity that it brought to Survivor was amazing. And, you know, just as viewers sitting on our couches at home watching could tell the emotions that you all were going through. And, I mean, obviously it was so much more intense for you, but sitting just at home watching, we could tell all the emotions that you guys are going through. And never in the game of Survivor was the immunity idol so insignificant. And it was because there were so many emotions already involved and so many other things to think about that immunity idol meant nothing. Nobody wanted to even be involved with it. And it was just so intense. And I think you're completely right in that they're not going to let go of this. They found gold when they brought blood versus water. And I think they're going to use this and even amp it up some in the future. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really one of the best seasons ever of Survivor.
Yeah, I agree. It's like reality TV in general just thrives on emotion, whether that's anger, drama, like love, whatever. Emotion is entertaining, and it brought on – it puts a magnifying glass on emotions when you're kind of, you have an existing relationship and then you kind of tug on that and push on it and it adds a whole new layer to the game, and it made it kind of crazy.
I mean, could you imagine if they bring up, like, if they do blood versus water again, and they do, like divorced couples or a strange sister and brother, or, like, could you imagine how sick that it's going to be? And, the dynamics that they could possibly do with this thing is going to be fantastic.
You and
Hayden
better get in a fight right now. Live on Manic Mondays. Get in a huge fight.
I can't be mad.
Come on. Get in a huge fight. Wink.
And imagine like a blood versus water scenario where say Kat and I are on the same tribe, you know, in that initial tribal council where, you know, you have five groups of loved ones and somebody has to get voted out.
And someone has to write their name down. Like,
because then you have arguments and fireworks right off the bat.
It's a little like, okay, so my question is, okay, so they're going in and they're having their talk, and it's probably 3 hours. We're seeing like a half hour. They're actually admitting to doing things, unlike Big Brother, Hayden. So how was your kind of like adaptation to that? I mean, did you have to come clean? Were you like, okay, I have to do this different than Big Brother?
You mean during tribal council?
Yes. I mean, they would just, like, spill the beans. I was like, oh, my God, you can't do that. And I'm like, okay, wait, this is Big Brother mode, different.
Well, Jeff basically states, like, I played 2 seasons of Survivor, and if Jeff, if you don't want to talk about it, he's going to make you talk about it. And he's going to blow your entire alliance up in front of everybody if you don't give him what he wants to hear. And that's the difference between Big Brother. Big Brother, you can do your dirty work behind a little TV screen. No offense, y'all.
Tell that to Julie Chen. She will take offense to that.
I know. I love Julie Chen, though.
But
Jeff is the king of doing those tribal councils and just working it so that he gets what he wants out of everyone. And he asks the questions, and he keeps going and keeps digging until he gets his answers. And
that's like
I've
the diary room with everybody. Yeah, but wait, that's like the diary room with everybody in it. So think about Jeff being like the diary room person that's talking, but everybody's in there and he's saying everything that you don't want anybody to hear. And you're put in the spot. You kind of have to just either own up to it or put your tail between your legs and hide. And like, it seems like this Survivor, you had to own up to it, or you were going down in an explosion. I mean, it was so fierce.
But even if
I've heard this
put your tail
for hours, though.
But even if you put your tail between your legs, he calls you out and says, "Why are you being such a little baby?" Like, you know, like there was a tribal council where he called out Katie and was like, "Remember, Hayden, he called out Katie for like, so what, Katie? What are you doing?" Like, she was trying to stay away from the conversation, and then he was like, "What are you doing, Katie?" So like, he'll call you out for anything.
I mean, tribal council is an open forum, and if the lines are drawn, Jeff likes to kind of clarify, okay, these three people are here, those four people are over there, and then he likes to kind of decipher the relationship and why the game has fallen, you know, into place the way it has. And once you're all sitting there, and as you start to talk about the game and understand kind of what has taken place, it's out in the open. Everybody knows where everybody is. Everybody knows how the game is played. So the whole, like, for example, my Big Brother season 12, the Brigade, we had the Secret Alliance. I mean, the Secret Alliance is non-existent on Survivor. Like, you can't really have that because of the way Tribal Council plays out.
Except for us on my season. But that's why my season was boring. So keep going.
But even your season still wasn't a Secret Alliance. I mean, it was kind of clear it was girls against guys.
Yeah, but not until, like, Final 7 or Final 8. But keep going.
But my point is, it's just, it makes the game a little bit, I don't want to say tougher, it's just, it makes it different. You know, Big Brother, you can hide in the corners, and Survivor, you can't. It's like you
barely.
Battle
you're mode. Surrounded by two-way mirrors all over the hall.
We have a question in the chat room.
Survivor and Big Brother. All right, let's bring up the question, Terry.
Mappy wants to know, she actually has a two-parter. She wants to know, how long are the tribals compared to what we see edited on the show? And does Jeff ask everyone questions or just the ones who seem to be in peril?
Hayden, you want to take that one?
You can take it if you want.
I mean, you'll probably see it's only a half an hour, but you'll probably be there. It depends. I mean, you could be there for 2 hours. You can be there for an hour. You could be there for 3 hours. It just depends. Like, if you sit here and, like, you know, BS him the whole night, then he's going to sit there and make you sit in the rain, because there's no roof on top of you, sit in the rain and tell him what you want, what he wants to hear. And when it comes to, like, and when it comes to the people that he talks to at Tribal Council, he'll ask everybody a question if you're relevant to what's going on that night. So if you're going home, the attention's on you. And if you're involved in him, them going home, the attention's on you as well. But he has to show who gets blindsided. So the people who are getting blindsided as well, he kind of stays on top of them because they want to see the reaction when they're, like, being so cocky and being like, oh, you know, I'm not going home, or this person, like, you know, this person's friend is not going home, and they totally know no one's going home, but then they get this huge shock. So if you're relevant, he'll ask you questions. But if you're not and you're safe, as, like, I mean, you have to be the safest person there, he'll probably leave you alone.
So has there ever been a time that he's addressed you, that you were like, oh, he's addressing me?
When
I'm,
he addressed me first on Blood versus Water, I was like, shit, that's when I start crying.
Oh, no.
I was like, I can't believe he's – and then you can always tell when you're sitting, like, where you're sitting in Tribal Council and who you're sitting next to. The person that you're usually sitting next to is the person that's lying to you, or the person that, like, or the person that's your closest alliance member, and you're either you're sitting as golden or you're in a lot of trouble. So.
Whoa!
Wow, that's interesting.
That's epic, actually.
I'm curious, Hayden. You've been watching Survivor for a long time. Did you watch Cat's season? Okay, so you already knew her. Before you guys were at a, how did you meet? You were at a reality.
Yeah, we met in Florida, in Orlando, Kat's hometown, at the charity event for Give Kids the World.
Give Kids the World! What a great event!
He thought
event.
I was just such a cute little thing. Mm-hmm. Well, you are. Uh-huh.
Such a cute little thing.
Such a cute little thing.
And
that's
Kat,
what everybody thinks.
Seen him on,
you know,
Big Brother.
But we didn't watch each other's show. Like, you know, I saw all these, like, macho guys. Michelle, you know how it is, all these big macho single guys in the pool, and the girls are all walking up from different new seasons. And, like, you know, I just saw Hayden, and, like, I didn't really, you know, I never knew who he was. Like, I didn't know he won Big Brother, and I don't think he even watched my season and knew I was on Survivor either.
So I watched Kat's season actually after we met. So the first impression was a legit first impression. I didn't have an impression from her from her season.
You hear that, Michelle? You hear that, people?
Yeah.
All right.
That's so sweet, though. Well, you guys are, like, the cutest couple, and I've said this on the show before. I'm not saying this for the first time tonight, but I've said this many times on this show before. If you guys ever have kids, they're going to be the cutest kids on the planet Earth.
Yours.
Oh, yeah. Now I have to put them on the spot there, Cherry, right?
But, I mean, they will. They will be the cutest kids on the planet.
It's like silence.
No, we know. Hayden knows. It's so, yeah, we think so, too. Of course we'd have cute kids.
I mean, obviously, you guys have eyeballs. I mean, we all have eyeballs. We see. But you know what? I'm so happy that you guys were able to experience that together. Now, my question is for you guys. What happens if it goes back to being another blood versus water kind of thing? Would you guys want to work together, or do you think that working opposite was a more advantage?
I would have preferred working together.
Yeah, me too. I think we're better as a – Hayden and I are better as a pair. Like, where I'm weak, he pulls me. And then where he's – well, he has downfall, that's where I come in as well. So I wouldn't say that he's weak, but still, like, you know, I think that as a pair, we've always been better.
I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but I was, like, screaming at the TV when you were crying, and you were like, oh, my God, he's going to be so disappointed. And I'm like, no, he's not. Like, Pat, can you hear me? No way. I mean, that was, like, true pain, but I really think in the hindsight that you knew what the answer was, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, I'm just joking. Like, yeah, I was at the time, like, it's embarrassing. Like, it's so embarrassing to not do well on your second game playing. And, like, you know, that's my boyfriend. Like, that's my man. Like, I don't want to disappoint him. So,
you were joking, but you did want me to trade places.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely want him to trade places, which is why I was pretty bad. But just because,
I mean,
come on, Michelle, he won a game before. I was like, hey, come on down and help me out here.
Yeah, but I thought you played a great game. I mean, that's, like, unpredictable. You can't really
it was tough.
Do much about this type of gameplay
and
as it happened in Big Brother 9. I mean, Hayden did win, but Hayden knows as well as we all know that every game is a different game, especially when it comes to the Survivor
and
reality
world.
And
there's so much luck. There's so
yeah.
much. Because the thing is, on my first season, I was blessed with so much luck. Like, I never got traded to a different side. I was always in the majority alliance. And, like, I never had a problem. I had solid people behind me. But this season, it was always sketchy where I felt I was going to be. And when the merge switched, it wasn't in my favor. But I told Hayden that day when we were doing the challenge, Hayden goes, before he went to go eat those steaks, he looks at me and said, are you okay? And I told him, I'm fine. Not the steaks, but I think in the next challenge. But I told him, I was like, I'm fine. I'm perfect. And then I had no idea, but I really wasn't. So, you know, I had no idea.
Here's a question goes along with what we're talking about now. I assume when you guys were watching the season as it was airing, that most of the times you were not together, would you both watch the show and then call each other afterwards?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty much what we did. We watch it. We watched a few episodes together, but then we would watch, because we would watch at the same time on East Coast time, and then watch and tweet, and then afterwards, after the show ended, we would kind of call each other and kind of talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, you know, what really happened. Because, you know, with the editing, some things happen a little different than the show. So, yeah, that's
of
kind
course.
Of exactly how we did it.
I want to know, Hayden, did you see the clip, the little clip that Kat did at Ponderosa?
I don't think I did, actually.
Was it bad?
Oh.
No. Wait, we need to ask Kat. Do you know what Paul's talking about? I don't
know, but go on, Paul, with your bad self. What'd I say? My mouth is
all
my
right.
worst enemy.
Just,
you know, the wind chill is really
you.
Cold
it
up there,
very,
so his brain's not functioning, bro. Go ahead, Paul.
All right. It was very moving to us because we're big Hayden fans. We're huge Big Brother fans on this on the Rad Reality show, but we also love Survivor and loved you. And when I saw this clip or saw this, I actually did an audio clip, so I will play it for
oh,
you.
God.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm nervous.
Wait, if it's embarrassing, come on.
I'm nervous.
No, I don't
okay.
think it's
excited.
Embarrassing. We all thought
I'm
it
excited
was...
and nervous.
All right, let it play.
Let it play.
After I start reading the tree mail and we notice we're going to go to Redemption Arena, I was really taken back.
Oh, no, not this one.
And overwhelmed with joy. But then...
Wait a minute. You
not
don't want
this
me to
one.
Play it?
I mean, that's... I mean,
yeah, play it. I want
to
hear it.
Okay, well, you guys
okay,
have to play
it,
but I have to go back into work, so...
Did we lose
so,
it?
Okay. No, I got it. I just was trying to respect our guests if they don't want me to play it.
No, I mean, you can play it.
Let's
oh, come on.
After
it's
I so start
like,
reading the tree mail and we notice we're going to go to Redemption Arena, I was really taken back and overwhelmed with joy, but then scared out of my mind because, you know, for 4 days now, I've been thinking a lot about myself and thinking about what is he doing, but do I really care because I really want to win this game? But then when I actually sat back and thought about it, I just came to tears. Because I was like, dang, I really love this guy. And, like, he's the most important person in my life. Why aren't I nervous for him? So, yeah, I was actually really, really nervous that we were going to go, and I didn't know if I was going to see him or not. I didn't know if I was going to see Hayden or not. It was probably going to be, it was the biggest thing that I felt in a really long time. When we got to Redemption Arena, I was a little bit overwhelmed, and I was crying, and I could barely even walk, honestly. It was the most intense feeling that you have out here, is just knowing that when you sit down and you look to your left and your family is coming in, the fact that you don't know if he's coming, it's heartbreaking for every single person out here.
And I don't think anybody in the entire world is going to understand that except for this season of Survivor. Biggest nightmare of all time to see your loved one not there. All the girls in front of us absolutely crying. Everyone who, even the people that don't cry, were crying today. And when I saw his face, I just lost it in joy. Oh. And then...
Can we turn it off now?
I looked behind me, and it was Jervis.
Oh, you're so cute.
I got to go back into work. Come on.
You are so cute. I know, but
it was like
you.
Forever ago. It's like so embarrassing for me to listen to right now.
That's so awesome, dude.
That's
your heart. That's
I know.
Well, right
come
there.
On, let's move on. The game's over.
Right. What we didn't get to is how much you really cared about Hayden and how much you loved him. And that's kind of the gist that I got out of it. So at any rate, Hayden, it's on the website. You can go and watch it later.
I will. I'll definitely.
She's just cock-blocked herself. You cock-block her.
I mean, I've heard so many times, and like it just you know when you watch yourself on TV enough, where you're just kind of like Michelle, you know.
I know, but I think Hayden liked it. Didn't you like it, Hayden?
He hears me say stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, I think he liked it actually. I
like the confirmation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I give him confirmation all the time. He knows.
Well, somebody in the chat room has an off-topic question for Kat. I'll change the subject for her. Somebody in the chat room, you got Bronx, wants to know, how fast did your dad's car sell? She said if she was in Florida, she would have bought it.
Oh, it didn't sell as fast as I wanted it to. I've had it for like $2,500, then I put it down. I just finally gave it away for $1,000, so it took forever.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I had to just give it away. I was
but
driving the Kat same
did
car
get
for like
a new sweet whip. I'll say that.
Yeah, I did get a new car. It's really nice.
All right. Well,
hey,
I got a question for you, Hayden, first, and then you, Miss Kat. What is you guys' New Year's resolution, change in life, whatever you want to call it? I don't like to call it New Year's resolution. I want it to be a change in your life. Hayden, what is yours?
I didn't really make a specific one. It was just kind of, let's make 2014 the best year ever and take over the world sort of thing. You know?
Ooh, yeah. I like that. Can I be a part of that?
Sure. Jump on the train.
He's like, sure. You know what? That was the best reassurance I've ever had of being a part of the team. Sure.
Absolutely.
You
can
over the
jump
world.
On. Let's do it. Jump on board.
And this beautiful Kat, what is your resolution, change in life, or whatever your 2014 dream is?
I woke him up with that text this morning, with the take over the world, so he just copied me.
Oh my God.
I mean, I would just like, I graduate this semester. You know, I hope that, like, you know, Hayden and I and just, like, everybody that is surrounding in our lives and our friends and our family just do great things this year. Like, I feel like that it's going to be a great year. And, like, everything that we've already, the whole Survivor experience and, like, you know, I want to move and, Hayden and I want to be in the same state. And it's just, like, we just get to start all these new adventures together that are, like, outside of Survivor. And these are going to be, like, our newest and most exciting challenges that we have to actually be in the same area as each other. So I just, you know, hope the best for everybody and God bless and hopefully everyone has a great year.
Aw, that's so sweet. We have another question from the chat room I have to ask before anybody scoots. So Mappy in the chat room wants to know, did it bum you guys out when they asked you to burn your buffs when you were voted out? Because she said she would be furious. And
yeah,
I often wondered that,
oh,
too.
Absolutely.
I got all of my buffs,
but I had to burn it.
You're not playing Survivor if you don't have a buff. And I left the island without a buff, and I still don't have one. So I feel like I didn't even play.
You didn't keep
That's
your buff,
awful.
Babe?
I had to
they
burn
burned
it.
It. They made him
burn
it.
Oh, well, no. Well, see, I got to keep, I got to burn my last buff, but you get to keep your switch buff. So the buff that you had when you switched, we get to keep those, but we don't get to keep the buff that you get.
So, Hayden, what happened to your switch buff?
I guess I misplaced it. I don't know.
We never got. We
somebody
actually,
we sold it out there. Somebody check eBay. Somebody check
eBay. I was on eBay the other day, and they were selling my torch. They were selling all my stuff.
Oh,
my
gosh.
My shoes, my board shorts. Just selling all my stuff.
How'd they get your board
Peyton,
shorts?
You need to contact Jeff and tell him that you don't even have a buff from Survivor and
try to
get him to up you.
Oh, he would totally give you one.
Yeah, he would get you a buff. Dude, I'm sure of it.
I don't know if he would or not, actually.
Wow.
No, I'm just
somebody
well,
from
you know
there
what?
Would.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you, Hayden. And I think all Big Brother fans all over the world want to know this. Okay, so we could hear Jervis talking all sorts of junk. I love Jervis, by the way. Talking all sorts of junk about Big Brother Hayden. You're going to find out what it's like to be on Survivor. Could you hear him? Because he was super loud.
No, I can hear him.
You could? So, like,
I could.
What happened?
I could. He was loud
okay,
enough.
So did anything
he was
happen
loud
after?
Purpose, so I could hear him.
So did anything happen? Did you, like, approach him?
Well, I mean, that whole tribal council was a confrontation between him and I. So I didn't have to, like, approach him afterwards and say anything. It's like it was understood that him and I were kind of going at it. That tribal council, you know, the following tribal council on the beach, I mean, it was, you know, it's a social game. Like, I love Jervis, too, you know, after the fact. But out there, it was like, okay, I have to battle to try and stay here. And that's what I was doing. I was just fighting as hard as I could. And, you know, I happened to win that day at tribal council. And the next day, Jervis still didn't win. I mean, Tyson won. Jervis was just kind of, you know, riding the coattail, and we all know that.
And watching that, like, I was like, okay, so Hayden's been doing good so far, you know, and dealing with the whole type of, you know, of course, if you have, like, already a persona before walking in, you're in the limelight, you're going to be targeted. So I'm like, okay, Hayden's doing it right, Kat's doing it right, and then Jervis starts kind of going crazy a little bit, and I'm like, oh, my God, why is he calling him out? You know, like, shh, don't let everybody else know, you know? And he went crazy, and I think all Big Brother fans out there were trying to press the pause on Jervis. And I think Jervis is an awesome player. I think he did awesome. But, I mean, he was a little crazy with the whole Big Brother thing. And that was probably the first time you actually dealt with that, right? That was kind of the limelight part.
Well, wait, say that again? Sorry.
Well, you know, like, nobody really brought up the fact that you were on Big Brother before that. Like, I felt like, you know, he was kind of trying to put, a little dent in your game.
Yeah. I mean, he was trying to, you know, downplay the fact that Survivor's a legit game in a way. But, you know, I don't know. Jervis and I get along good. Like, we even out there, we really got along good, and I liked him a lot. I think he was just trying to maybe downplay Big Brother and, you know, play up the fact that we were in a confrontation and kind of wanted to just, you know, be a little bit loud and get recognized and, you know, do his thing, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I guess he did that because speaking Big Brother out there was pretty good for all Big Brother fans.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We were definitely rooting for you.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate every Big Brother fan that was watching and rooting for me. I got a lot of support from all the Big Brother fans and the former players, and it felt good. I was pretty stoked about it.
Hayden, speaking of Big Brother fans, this might bring back memories because I remember when you first came on Ron's show. You had you and Lane had a fan, Tara, and Tara wanted to give a shout out to you. So from back in those days,
Tara, like, I love Tara.
Well, bringing back the days. I mean, have you talked to Lane lately, Hayden?
It's been a couple of weeks. Last time Kat was in town, Kat and I went and stayed at Lane's house. Lane's married now. He got married. He has a house here in Fort Worth.
His wife
and I went and stayed for a couple of days and went out with Lane and his wife, Misty.
And have you talked to Enzo? I mean, have you been in touch with the brigade in total?
Enzo and I keep in touch through text message now and then. I think we exchanged texts on New Year's. And I talked to Matt Hoffman, actually. I mean, maybe, you know, once or twice a month. Kind of keep in touch with him and his wife as well.
You just had a little baby not long ago, too.
The Brigade and I, we keep in touch.
Yeah, Brigade. I mean, so Kat and Hayden, what's next up for you guys? I'm sure you guys probably have so much on your plate, but Kat, do you want to talk about what's going on next for you guys?
I mean, I can let Hayden take that one. I'm just graduating. I've been pulled out from.
You're not just
school.
Graduating. You are graduating. Woo-hoo!
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm excited.
What do you mean just graduating?
I'm super
proud of
that.
Like it's like not nothing. That's huge.
Graduated from college. Plus, she works a full time job. Has an awesome job. Kills it. Makes a ton of money. She's got it all going on.
That's awesome, Kat.
Thanks.
She's the sugar mama. I'm just, freaking bad.
I am the sugar mama.
Finally, we have let, it's obviously breaking news right now, Manic Mondays. Kat's the sugar mama. How do you feel about that, Kat?
I'm a proud sugar mama girl.
You should
be. She's sweet enough to be the sugar mama.
Hey, Kat, I have a question because there was another memorable moment from your season that I was so moved by it, I also grabbed it and played a clip on the air, was when you addressed the jury on your season. And it was such a heartfelt, moving moment. And I re-listened to it, and you had talked about that you were going to have some more open-heart surgery. Did you indeed have that surgery, and how are you feeling nowadays?
Yeah, well, so what I do is that every year I get an EKG and an echocardiogram, and I get a Holter done, so they can always monitor my heart rate. And what happened is that I had a transplant back when I was 12, and I was supposed to get it redone when I was 24 after 12 years. But I've been doing so well that they want to hold out as long as they can, and I don't blame them. So right now I'm doing well, but of course I have to get it re-changed out because my valve is not growing as big as my heart does, so I have to get it exchanged. But this time they won't have to crack open my chest, and they can go through a different way, so they don't have to hurt me in any which way. So it'll be a lot easier this time. So whatever I have to do is not going to be like deathly. It's just going to be easy, and they can just fix it, and it's not because technology is great these days.
Oh, God bless you, Kat. I mean,
yeah. Well, thanks, guys. But eventually we're going to have to do it, but just not at this moment. And I'm really thankful and blessed that I didn't have to be, thrown in, because then I wouldn't have been able to do Survivor again. So I'm happy.
Don't break something that's not broken. You know what I'm saying, girlfriend?
Don't
let it be. Yeah.
The founder of this show had a congenital heart defect, and unfortunately we lost him at the age of 40 because of his aortic valve. And he didn't have insurance, and his aortic valve grew closed, and we lost him at the age of 40. And so I just want to make sure that you stay on top of yours and stay healthy, and make sure that you, make all those doctor's appointments and take care of yourself.
All right,
because
it really is no joke about that stuff too, because me and my mom, we, even though I could, let's say as of right now, I could probably wait it out until I'm, 26 or 27, but because insurance cuts you off at 25 years old, and this procedure is about, $75,000 to, over $100,000, it's tough. I want to fix it before it gets broken when I can't afford it, you know what I mean? So it's just been tough. It's a tough thing, but all I'm thinking about right now is graduating, and we'll take it one step at a time. I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, that's all you can do is take it one step at a time.
What's your major? What are you graduating with?
I'm graduating in marketing and communications, and I've been selling. I'm working for the timeshare company for Starwood for about 5 years. So I got a good resume, guys. I got a good resume.
Awesome, and I'm sure that you are going to go just ridiculously far. And your resume, you don't need it. All you need is yourself and your mouth, and you are so, girlfriend.
You're sweet.
No, I'm speaking the truth. You're just amazing, and you're here and awesome. And thank you guys so much for taking the time out. I know you guys are super busy for coming on. I really appreciate it. If there's anything else you guys want to say to the listeners, to the chat room, just in general, you know, starting the new year, if you guys want to say anything to get people kind of like the little kick in the butt they need, go ahead.
Well, Hayden, you want to go?
Well, nope, go ahead. I'm good. I just want to say thanks to everybody. Thank you. Have a happy new
thanks
year.
Thanks for the inspiration and, there, Hayden. Thanks
thank
for the
you,
inspiration.
Everybody, have a happy new year, and maybe I can come back on the show again soon to talk about what I'm working
on.
I'm working on a cool project, Michelle, but I can't
talk
to you about it yet.
You've
well,
got great
I know you're tight-lipped. You're tight-lipped, right there, Hayden. Please, call me later.
Anything,
you know what?
Anytime you're ever promoting anything that you're doing, anything that, you know you're doing in your life, or any charity that you're ever you know doing, and you want your fans to know that you're going to be at a charity event or anything, you're always both of you are welcome to come back on the show, even if it's just for a few minutes, and say, hey guys, I'm going to be at this charity, or this is what I'm promoting, or this is what I'm doing now. You guys are—you have an open invitation to pop into any of our shows and jump on and let the fans know what you're up to and what you're doing and where you're going to be. So just know that you can call in and be on the show anytime you want to. You have an open invitation.
Awesome.
Wow,
and
thank
we
you.
That.
Hayden's
going to
use that. Hayden's
hey,
definitely
yeah,
going to use that.
Before
we
you
hope
leave,
he does.
I can't let you guys leave before I address something that was really impressive to me. And, Kat, you can probably back me up. How amazing was it that Jeff Probst on that live reunion show, the praise that he gave Hayden for how he played and his tribal councils? I mean, that was
awesome. I mean,
awesome.
He did awesome. I mean, Hayden did a great job. So, yeah, definitely that was awesome. Hayden, what did you think about that?
You know what? I was really appreciated it. It kind of flattered because it's, you know, there's been so many amazing players to play Survivor, and you see these epic tribal councils, and even kind of compare the tribal council that I was a part of to some of the other great ones. You know, it's pretty awesome, and I'm super flattered.
Well, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm proud of
them. I'm sure you were, Kat. I mean, I'm sure it was probably crazy being in your shoes to kind of be on the inside and the outside. Like, I didn't know how you could divide yourself, you know, but you must have been very
yeah.
happy.
Yeah, well, I mean,
somebody in the chat room said to tell Hayden Ike Davis has to have a monster year.
Oh, my gosh. He's been struggling. He needs a big year. Yes, he does.
Monster. Well, thank you guys again. Thank you so much, Kat and Hayden. I adore you guys. And I haven't seen you guys in about a year. Isogenics, if that makes you want to laugh. And
All right, thank you guys for having us on.
I can't even laugh
at
that
one. Thank you, Kat and Aiden, and I'm so glad you guys laughed and chuckled at that because I wasn't sure if that was going to come out right. But thank you guys so much, and Happy New
Thanks,
Year,
guys.
And I only wish the best for you guys.
Talk to you guys.
Well, hopefully we'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yep, bye.
Thank you guys so much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Michelle, you
okay.
rock, girl. You have the best
no.
guest. Ever.
Hayden and Kat rocked. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Okay, so let me break the news to everybody. If you guys already don't know, I will not be here. I've been watching the chat room. I'm not going to be here next week. Why? And I can tell you guys already are on it. I will be at WWE Monday Night Raw Live. I'm bringing my daddy there for his Christmas gift. So I hope you guys are listening to Manic Monday at the same time watching Monday Night Raw. And I'm going to try to make a poster that says, listen to Monday Night Raw now. I mean, Manic Mondays, Raw now.
Where is it going to be?
Providence.
Cool.
The Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence at 7:30 on January 13th.
Awesome.
So Paul and I will
yeah,
try to get a guest for next week. We'll have to see if we can get somebody. I know we can't get anybody as epic as you get, Michelle, but we'll see if we can get somebody to come on and join us for next week to not fill your shoes because nobody could fill your shoes, but to chat with us while you're away And
yes. Well, I'm sure you guys will
Manic Mondays.
Find something. I'm not worried about it, but like I told Sherry, I was like laughing about it. I was like, I should make a sign that says, you know, listen to Manic Mondays.
Manic Mondays is live right now.
Yeah, it's live right now. And so I think that would be awesome. One thing I wanted to address first off is I want to say, first off, Happy New Year to everybody. If you guys did not watch yesterday's Bachelor, oh, my God.
Were you crying?
Crying. And then my mom, you know, she lives upstairs from me. I live in, like, an apartment downstairs.
Wait.
She called me.
Wait.
And she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, nothing. And she goes, are you crying? I'm like, yes. And she's like, okay, I'm coming downstairs right now. She comes downstairs. She's like, why are you crying? And I'm like, do you want to watch? And my mom's like, I don't want to cry. And I was like, well, you're going to cry. And she's like, okay, I'll watch it. So then I put it on, so I watched it again.
All right, wait a minute. Michelle, tell people so they know what segment you're talking about.
I'm talking about, if everybody knows, Gia Almond. They did such an awesome, I mean, it was like a, I think it was like a 7 or 8 minute segment on her.
It was long.
I'm not wrong. It was long. It was like a whole episode. And they just, it was awesome. Like, I cried. And I watched it again, and I cried, and I cried, and they just did her so right. I mean,
that's awesome.
Cherry,
I have it on my DVR. I have not watched it yet, but I do plan to tonight. It was on my menu for tonight's viewing. I have not watched it, but now I can't wait to see it because of what you just said. But I'm so glad to hear that they did do, you know, a segment on her.
Sherry,
and
they did like a 10-minute
so
segment on her.
Well, that's
they did
and
like
that's
a
what they should.
Segment on her. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's wonderful to hear that they did something so wonderful for her, and I'm sure her family appreciates it so much. And that's
well,
really
they
what they should have done.
They actually had her mom on there.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, when my mom, like, my mom saw it, and then when my mom saw the mom, you know, I mean, obviously she must have, like, felt that. I mean, it was just, like, there was no way that your heart just didn't go out. I mean, she was so absolutely beautiful on top of everything else.
And
she was so amazing in her questions and answers and just everything about her. Right, Paul?
Yeah, they had so many great clips of her talking, but, you know, and for all of the past friends of hers from other seasons, and I thought, I wish they'd asked Michelle to talk too. I mean, I was thinking about you when I was watching that, and I knew you'd be emotional.
I was, like, crying. I was just like, you know, because when she was talking about, oh, how women looked at her and thought she was catty and, you know, and the first time I met her, I never looked at her like that. I just looked at her like, oh, what a beautiful woman. And then when I started talking to her, I was like, oh, my God, she's so awesome. I met her in the 2010 Reality Rescue, and then I met her in 2011 at Reality Rescue, and that was last year that thing happened, and she was just awesome. Great heart, beautiful.
Yeah.
And
you'll enjoy it, I'm sure, Cherry. And
I look forward
I hope
to
we
seeing
didn't,
it. I really do.
Yeah, I want to also say, Michelle, this is the first time since last week, but I just had such a great time last Monday with all the surprise reality people that called in for your birthday show. Was that not the greatest fun?
Oh, it was so awesome. I had such a great birthday. That was really just fantastic. My heart was just so happy, and, you know, with these holidays, and everybody in this, like, knows that there's just a lot that goes on with the holidays, and it, like, brought me to, like, a good place. I was like, oh, finally, you know, I'm with my friends and, like, my family and, like, you know, listening to other people called in. It was awesome. And like I said,
well, there
day,
is somebody, there is somebody, I was also kind of doing a segue because there is,
yes,
somebody,
there is
on
somebody.
Board who really regretted not being able to listen live to the show. And so that was kind of my segue, Cherry.
Yes. She,
what,
she
right
really
now?
Wants to, yes, she wants
right
to be
now?
Able to, yes.
Who?
And she wasn't able to wish you a happy birthday
oh.
last Monday, but she wants to wish you a happy birthday now. So I'm going to
okay.
bring her up.
Okay.
And you're live with us now. You can wish her a happy,
happy
birthday now.
Happy belated birthday, baby. I love you, Michelle. I'm so
oh
sorry.
Oh, my God.
Girlfriend, I
you.
Wouldn't believe you me. If I would have been home, I would have called you.
Oh, it's okay.
But I want
babe.
You to
I
know that this
feeling.
Thought was there. I listened to your awesome birthday show New Year's Eve morning. It was so wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Anna. I appreciate
but
it.
I'm sorry. It's belated, but I hope you had a wonderful birthday and happy New Year also, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, it is going to be such a fantastic new year. I said it again. I said it before. The temperatures, these changes in the weather, El Nino, El Nina, El freezing, our snatching air and our bleaking air and our penis and our vaginas freezing off. It is
freezing your butt off, too.
Yeah, it is cleansing us for a fantastic 2014. And you know what 2014 means to me? I think of 2014. I think of Valentine's Day. I think of love. And why can't all of 2014 be about love?
Well, we love you, Michelle.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, babe.
Yeah. And Kansas.
I love the segue, Paul. Thank you.
We certainly are always expect you to grace us with your beautiful voice, but how cool was hearing Louis' great voice?
Oh yeah, he can sing.
Woo.
He sounds
and
like
awesome, and LaJuan's birth happy birthday was beautiful.
Ooh. Mm-mm. Yes, I was blessed. I'll say that. I will
oh, he
tell
made,
you that.
He made my birthday last year when he sang to me. I mean, I was like in tears. Because he meant so much to me watching him and getting to know him, you know, off of the show. And then he actually sang a happy birthday. It was just that made my birthday last year. And hearing him on your show and everybody that called with Alyssa and Rachel. I mean, it was just
yes.
such a cool show last week, Michelle.
Yeah, I mean,
and
we
had a real cool
calling.
Birthday show.
I
yeah.
told Michelle there
awesome.
Were a few people that didn't make it
so
on
cool.
the show that wrote me right after the show that said they were sorry they weren't able to make it on, and that was Alfredo Denton from Biggest Loser and Jillian Larson from Survivor. Both wanted me to pass on that they were very sorry they didn't make it on to the live show, but they wanted me to pass on birthday wishes to Michelle.
Oh, I love
there
that.
Two other
I
people
totally
that wanted to make it on the live show but missed it. So there was two others that almost made it on the show, one from Biggest Loser and one from Survivor, that almost made it on the show as well, that wanted to but just couldn't make it quite during that live show timing. So Michelle just has so many people that love and adore her. And
no, oh, hells yeah.
Yes. And
oh, God. You guys are making me blush over
here. That was for you,
why
Michelle.
Why are you guys doing that?
Hells
I'm
yeah, baby.
I'm blushing over here. Stop.
Well, that's quite all right, hon. You have rosy cheeks to go with that red leotard.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, my Kansas darling. I appreciate it.
I love you. Thank you for picking me up early, because my husband's going to be coming home in about 15 minutes to watch that football game. He's coming home early.
You ready to go. You get that wine.
This is cool. Now I've got
to
make dinner.
He's going to be
having
dinner. Get that lingerie on, girl.
Thank you for picking me up, though. I so wanted to talk to you, Michelle. We were out at my husband was on vacation, and we were at the Hobbit. He picked that night to see the Hobbits movie. That's kind of our holiday. We were big Lord of the Rings freaks, and last year they had the first Hobbits, and then this year and the next year is going to be the last one, and that's like our holiday flick. And he picked that night because he wanted to beat the crowds. I knew your birthday show was coming on, and I knew I was going to miss it. But I had to call you tonight.
Babe, you
and just
are
the thought was
the
there. I enjoyed the party on New Year's Eve morning, man. It was really cool waking up to that. I really enjoyed your party. It was fabulous.
Thank you. Well, darling, happy New Year to you and your family, and we
thank
will be
you,
hearing
babe.
Soon from Miss Kansas in the Love Year 2014. We got
sounds
love for
awesome.
Kansas. Thank you, Kansas.
Love you, babe. Have a wonderful night, you guys.
Ciao.
Happy New Year, Kansas.
Bye-bye, baby.
Bye.
Stay warm.
Well, like I said, we have a big heart going on right now because it is going to be 2014. It is 2014. Whether you want to deal with it or not, it's happened. It's here. And let's
I'm glad to be done with 2013.
Yeah. I'm done. I'm like ready to be done with the holidays, the wrapping. Even though I walk in stores and I see Valentine's Day candies and Easter, that's meaning it's a move forward to summer. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring on summer. Bring on
yes,
summer.
Please. Hurry.
Hurry. I don't know about you guys, but I can't stand to see any more negatives and to see any more snow. And I know Paul from Minnesota. He doesn't want to see a negative ever in his life, ever, 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 ever again. Right, Paul? Ever, ever?
You got that right. But hey, when are you going to go to the playoff games?
I'm actually working Saturday's game at Gillette Stadium. I'm going to be there at 4:30 on Saturday, which means the game will probably be around 8:30. It will be the Indianapolis Colts take on AFC Championships. Well, not the divisional championships, but their conference. And they will be there, and they will be winning, and hopefully the Broncos lose, so there's another game at Gillette that I get to work at. So I'm super excited. I get to work at a playoff game again and get to experience that roller coaster emotions, and it's so cool. So excited.
Well, hopefully it won't be bad weather. Like, you've had two games you've been at that have been brutal.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be 40-something degrees, so I don't even care. I really am not even focusing on it because 40-something degrees, bring it on. I mean, it's been negative 20 without the windshield, so I'm just super excited that the weather is going to be somewhat normal. I mean, I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Paul, I hate to tell you this because I know you hate it when I say this. But I found another show that you've just got to check out.
We're starting him off in another bad habit. Go ahead, Cherry.
Is this from actually watching it or reading about it?
No, I watched the first episode last night, and it's so intriguing. I can't get it out of my mind. I mean, really intriguing. It's called The Curse of Oak Island. It's on the History Channel. And intriguing. I mean, because it's got a lot of truth about it. It's about an island where back in the 1700s, there these boys were digging and discovered a strange man-made hole that it's off the coast of Nova Scotia, Canada. And as they began to dig, they found a number of intriguing artifacts. And it was at the end of the piracy era, and there was rumors that there was buried treasure. And the boys discovered all kinds of artifacts that shouldn't have been on that island, things that weren't nature to that island, buried there. Fast forward 200 years, millions of dollars, personalities such as John Wayne, Errol Flynn, and even President Franklin Roosevelt has been involved in this. The search had gone dormant for years, but now these two brothers, Marty and Rick Legina, from Michigan, have bought most of the island, and they've renewed the efforts to discover this legendary treasure. There was an article written in, Reader's Digest in 1965, and they've been just intrigued by it ever since their childhood about this possible treasure. One of the brothers is now a multimillionaire, and he wants to see his other brother's dream come true to find out whether there really is buried treasure there. And so they have bought much of this island. They've gone there with just incredible machinery. They've, some of them are in the oil business, so they've taken oil rigging devices and all kinds of machinery there, and they are now in the hunt to find out if there actually is buried treasure there. This thing has so many, you have to see it. They found in 1890, they found, after they got down like 90 feet, they found this stone that had code in it, and they deciphered the code, and it said so many further feet down, so many pounds of gold
or
something
was
buried.
Like, have they found anything recently?
But they said that it's all rigged. It's,
what do you mean?
It's rigged so that if you try to get to it, there's devices, there's holes that cause the waters to come in and flood if you try to get to it. And
how could they set something like that up? I mean, you have to understand, like, the
you have to watch the show and see how it's all done. But anyway,
I just want to let our listeners know, because I hate it. Obviously, you're right. When you point out a new show that's a good one, it's like I don't know if I've got room for it. But it's re-airing at about 10 o'clock Thursday, this coming Thursday night on the History Channel. So I already set my DVR, Jerry.
It says, many men have taken on the hunt with the best intentions, only to be left with decimated fortunes, broken spirits, and lost lives. An ominous legend says that 7 people must die in pursuit of the treasure before Oak Island will reveal her secrets. So far, the body count stands at 6.
Whoa.
So.
Okay.
So there's one left. One left. Da, da, da.
It's really an intriguing show, though, to see the extreme measures these guys are going to, the millions of dollars that they are spending to try to find this treasure. And the real way is that there are booby traps to get to this. It's amazing. I was just so intrigued. And to know what's been going on since the 1700s. And that people such as, John Wayne and Errol Flynn and Teddy Roosevelt was involved in this at some point. I mean, that just intrigues me to death. It's just crazy.
Weird.
And, you know, there was an article written about it back in 1965 in Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
So it's really something else. So I'm going to stay with it and see what they find.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that we're watching, and that sounds so interesting, Cherry, and I'm sure we're all out there watching football, and we're all rooting for our own teams, whether your team has made it past the wild card into the playoffs, into the rounds of the playoffs officially, or if there's a team that maybe your team didn't make it, but you root for them. So we're all out there rooting. I'm rooting for the Patriots, obviously. Paul, who are you rooting for?
I'm going to stop rooting because I watched, I'm trying to think of which games it was, but I watched a couple of games that I was rooting for the team that ended up losing, and it just, my curse continues. So at this point, I'm not going to say.
My heart always goes out to you,
obviously.
We have Ice Storm Paul still on the rampage. Wait, what were you saying, Paul?
I was going to say my heart will always go out to you for your Patriots. You know, it's hard for me to root against them. Sometimes I choose a team that has not been to many playoffs in the past. So the game.
But we haven't won in a while. Like, we haven't won a big one.
Right. No, but the game between you and the Colts, I can root. I'm not going to say who I'm going to root for because I don't want to jinx it. But both the Colts and the Patriots have been in numerous playoffs, you know, in relatively recent years. So that's not a factor. But sometimes I was even rooting for the Packers, believe it or not, because they were, you know, they barely got into the playoffs. They didn't have a great year. They were kind of an underdog, and I find myself sometimes, you know, rooting for the underdogs. I kind of wanted Cincinnati to win because they hadn't been there in a long time. It was heartbreaking for Kansas City to have had such a great year and lose.
Ooh,
it.
Gosh, that game was cray-cray. Yeah, what about you, Cherry?
I'm going to root for your Patriots because God knows I'm certainly not going to root for the St. Louis Rams.
Well, I mean, let's go, Pats. I mean, we're still a few games until the Super Bowl. I hate a bye week. I think that it's like your demise, but, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. I think Colts is going to be a great team to go against. I'm hoping that Denver loses, we win, and we bring the championship back to Gillette, and we win. And I really feel super strong about this. Like, you know how I've been feeling good about this year? I'm feeling good about the Patriots. What? Yay! I'm feeling good. I'm sorry. I'm just putting it out there. Go Pats. Super Bowl winners.
Well, there is something.
Woo.
There is something to say about destiny, so to speak, because there were quite a number of games, I would say, maybe three or four games that seemed like they should have lost this year that they ended up winning, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, to become a great team, you have to go through some tough games. You can't have all these games that you win 20, 30 points and then expect to make it in the long run when it really matters. So I would like for us to be barely winning so that every game we play hardcore. And I think with what's been happening this year with Aaron Hernandez and with all our players getting hurt that have been part of our team and all the new people, it's just kind of like one of those recipes for an unlikable or bettable or what nobody would put their money on, and it's the Pats, and I think they're going to make it, and I think they're going to do it, and I think if you want to put your money down on any team and get a lot of money back, it's going to be the Pats, baby. Put down a lot of money in Vegas and then spend it on me. No, I'm being honest. Like, I'm telling you, the odds are not for the Pats winning. So you're going to make your money.
Check your text, Michelle.
We've also got not an NFL game on, but I know there's some people are going to be wanting to watch the national championship, the college championship, the BCS game coming up here in a few minutes. They're about ready to kick that game off, and we're getting to a point where we're going to kick our show off. But anyway,
Paul, do you have a wood stove going on right now? Do you have a wood stove up there in Minnesota? Is that like one of those things when you go buy a house is definite a wood stove? I mean, come on, you need one.
A fireplace?
Well, yeah, I mean, the fireplace, wood stove, depending on what you call it, it's also the same place where you burn wood. So, yeah, a fireplace, exactly.
No, I don't have a fireplace in my town home, but I have enough heat. I've turned up the heat enough. I did get a knock on the door about an hour before the show from a neighbor who needed to jump start his car, and fortunately my car was able to start, and I was able to get his started. And he said, "Well, thank you so much." He said, I don't know what I can do to repay you." And I said, "That's all right. That's what we do here in Minnesota." So.
Well,
I'm
sure that
story.
You might need a jump start. So,
you know what we did today, Paul? You know, I told you that Rich's mother-in-law lives across the street from us. Well, we found out that she's been very, very sick recently. And Rich was out trying to shovel out his truck today so he could try to go to work. And I was really worried about him shoveling because, you know, he's been sick and he's got a heart problem. And luckily, two doors down across the street, somebody pulled up and started snow blowing the driveway two doors down across the street. And so Rich went over and asked them if he paid them, would they do our driveway? And they said, sure, they'd charge $30 to do our whole driveway because our driveway is like a football field. And so when they came over to start doing ours, I said, babe, go out and see if you pay them, you know, another 30 if they'll go across the street and do Betty's across the street because, you know, we know she's sick. And I just wanted to do something nice for them. They intercepted a package while we were in New Hampshire that had been left on our porch, and I just wanted to do something neighborly. So we went out and paid them another 30 to do her driveway across the street. And so after Rich went to work, I got a knock on my door, and it was my husband's boss's wife, and she brought over a card from the lady that lives across the street, my husband's boss's mother, and she sent a great thank you card, and enclosed in it was a gift card for Applebee's and a gift card for Steak and Shake, two restaurants here in town, and said how wonderful it was to have great neighbors that care and just thanked us immensely for, you know, doing what we did.
It actually
scared her. She didn't know who was shoveling or snow blowing her driveway and her walkway and everything, and she called her daughter-in-law and said, somebody's out here, you know, that I don't know that's doing my drive. And so her daughter-in-law actually drove over to see who it was. It was, you know, doing her drive, and they said, oh, the people across the street paid to have it done. And then she was like, oh, how nice. And actually, come to find out, she knew the people. And so she got reconnected with some people that she knew from, like, high school by us doing this. So she came when she brought the card over. She told me all about it. And so I got to meet my husband's boss's wife. And it was just a really strange day here. But, you know, you just got to do neighborly
Sounds
things
happy,
for people.
Though.
Yeah,
Sounds
it was. Yeah, it was just something you do for people in these kind of extreme circumstances. And but we have somebody that wants to come up and say hi to you on the switchboard, Michelle.
Okay.
We've got
Well,
Mr.
it's going to be our last
Shady.
Caller for the night, so let's take the last caller.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, Cherry. Hey, Paul.
Oh my gosh,
hey,
it's Shady.
So I just want to let you all know that I got my T-shirt today. So I got this shirt from Toys for Tots. As your Saint Germain Acosta cherries, and it's really cool.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Are you wearing it right now, naked?
No, I'm not wearing it. I'm going to get it framed. I'm going to definitely get it framed. So I'm going to hang it right next to my Gina Marie autographed picture.
Awesome.
Cool.
How was your New Year's?
It was good. So that was winning the shirt made my New Year's, and just it's really cool. Everything's going well. I just want to say a belated happy birthday. Tried to call in last week, but it didn't get through. But just want to say happy birthday to you, Michelle.
Oh, I thank you so much. You know how those lines get over here. They get super busy.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you so much.
No problem. So I just want to say thank you, and also thank you for the shirt again. It's amazing. I still got it right here. And it's going to be it's right next to me. I'm going to put it in a frame.
Awesome.
Yeah,
you did a pretty good job.
You did a pretty good job at your guess, because that was a really tough question. And I know Cherry couldn't come up with it, and I couldn't come up with it. And I had to finally ask Joe, okay, I give up. What's the answer? I thought I was coming up with some good guesses, but apparently, and I don't know if we mentioned this, it was not just on the feeds. This actually made a CBS episode, and I've yet to go back to watch to find that particular episode where they did it. So it wasn't just for feed watchers that we saw this. But, no, that was a really enjoyable night, great Christmas music. Again, Joe always brings us good music for that Christmas show, and that was so nice of Chef Joe to call in and be part of it.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I felt better once Chef Joe said that his wife didn't even get the answer, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you again so much, Shady. You have a great New Year, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot from you, seeing that you have a lot going on this year.
Yep, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling in. Like I said, we got a football game a lot of people want to watch, so we're probably going to wrap her up.
Thank you for calling in, Shady.
Yep, thank you. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you, Shady. Once again, we are having our finale of our night of Manic Mondays, and it was such a great night. It was so great to talk to Kat and Hayden, and they're just awesome, and just to hear their outlook and aspect of everything. You guys also know that I'm working on other survivors, so.
Cool.
Awesome.
So next week I will not be here, you guys, but Miss Cherry and Mr. Paul, whether they're frozen or not in time, we will for soon know. You never know. Because this weather has been insane.
I choose to look at it as I'm being preserved.
Yes. We're preserving Paul's, well, I could say a lot of things, but I'm not going to. But once again, like I said, thank you guys so much. And next week I won't be here. I will see you guys on the 20th. And
we will miss you, Michelle.
Thank you, Jerry Paul. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, well, I want to remind everybody to join us on Thursday night for our Reality Roundtable show, where we talk about all kinds of reality TV. And then, that show starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and then back again here on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the wonderful Manic Monday show with Michelle Costa. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Michelle, for the wonderful guests that you bring us and for bringing your wonderful self as well. Here's Ron to close the show. Take care, everybody. Stay warm. Stay inside if you can. God bless. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron to close the show.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show
But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and still is part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that is, you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. And before I go, I have one more thing to say. I want to say thank you to everyone who sent me beautiful Christmas cards this season. You all know who you are. Thank you so much for keeping me in your thoughts and prayers and sending me beautiful Christmas cards this season. I'm so happy that I'm in your thoughts, and you thought of me at Christmas, and it's so appreciated. God bless you all. Take care. Again, be kind to each other. I appreciate you all so very much. Good night, everybody. That's a wrap. Say good night, Paul.
Good night, Jerry. Good night, Michelle.
Good night, Michelle. Good night, Paul.
Good night.
Oh, that was good. Good night.